Dude, I need a new picture on my Twitter account.
Which, by the way, you just tweeted.
I tweeted.
First time in 4 months and 3 days, to be exact.
And you know what I put on there? Don't mess with the Grovers. You know, I've got a lot of people in Villa Grove that get mad at me for calling the Grovers.
I was going to say, they're Blue Devils.
Yeah, I know, but I've always just said the Grovers. Well, I've said that since I was in high school. I don't know.
I was a Piatone Blue Devil, so I feel like, if anything, I have something in common with Villa Grove.
We do.
So call them the Blue Devils.
Okay, they're the Blue Devils, and the head coach of the Villa Grove Blue Devils football team is Chad Musselman. He joins us now. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Lon. What? Guys, I call them the Grovers, too, so don't worry about it.
See, there you go. You know, I mean, come on. If you're from Villa Grove, you got to take pride in the Grovers.
Right.
And I tell you, a lot to take pride in, Coach, since you've been there in the last 4 years. You've made the playoffs every season you've been there. But, you know, I always have to bring it down a notch. I mean, you're losing 22 seniors. Say what?
22
seniors, Coach.
22.
How do you deal with that?
I'll tell you what, it's taken me probably up until practice today to still figure it out, and I don't know if I'll have it figured out yet. I mean, we were spoiled. We had 54 kids the last 3 years.
Wow.
And it made practice real easy.
Yes, and explain that, because at 1A schools, like I know Jeremy and I both attended 1A schools. No,
4A.
I'm sorry, you were 4A. That's 4A. My fault. Yeah. You were talking about 1A a minute ago. But at 1A schools, I mean, sometimes, you know, I know Fisher with Matt Lang. I know 1 year Fisher even had to, they didn't have football for a season, I think. I mean, it's hard when you don't have the enrollment like that to be able to even hold practices and do what you want to do, correct?
Well, it's very hard because you don't get a lot done if you're trying to play your varsity starters against freshmen, you know, who are on your scout squad and everything. And you think about you're not getting quality reps with your varsity kids, and then you don't want to get those freshmen hurt, stuff like that. So it's taken some readjustments. I mean, when I came here first, because I was at 3A school. So, you know, we had kids running all over the place, and then I came down here, and we thought we had it figured out, and then we got spoiled with 50 kids for 3 years. So we're trying to figure it out again.
Talking with Chad Musselman, the Villa Grove head football coach. And, Coach, how have your guys responded? You lose 22 seniors, obviously probably a lot of leadership in that group. What have you seen from your kids in the offseason so far, the first couple of days of practice? Does it give you a little bit of hope? Have they given you a little hope the last couple of days?
Oh, they've given me probably a little more than a little hope. I mean, I think we've had a lot of kids that have been, you know, standing behind those seniors for a couple of years that are kind of glad they're out of the way. You know, they get their chance to step up to the front of the line and get more reps at their position. And we've been having some pretty good practices.
Well, and Coach, you guys, I know in your offense, you love the run.
Yeah.
And you've got a couple of, I know Ryan Pierce is a guy probably you expect a lot of. Of course, he blew out his knee last year real early. Not only offensively, but defensively, you're hoping for big things out of Ryan, but also Terrion Price, right? I mean, you guys in the running position, you should be pretty well equipped, correct?
I think with those two and the other kids we have, we have a senior, Travis Arnold, who has made leaps and bounds of improvement since last year, who we're going to lean on quite a bit too. You know, we're going to play a little sophomore quarterback who is doing much better than I ever imagined he would. So with those kids, we'll be able to lean on them and give them a lot of carries. I mean, I don't have, you know, some people around Groverland, you know, kind of get frustrated, I think, with what we do, but I'm not going to change what we do. I still believe it works, and with Ryan and Terrion and Travis Arnold and John Henderson, and I mean, we've got other juniors like Shane Frick and a couple other sophomores, Austin Hubbard, people like that, that, you know, we're going to be able to spread those carries out. It's not going to be like it was last year, just Jesse Shrum getting the ball 43 times a game. But we're still going to be able to run ourselves north and south and get the yards we want.
People want you to spread it out like the New England Patriots down there, Coach?
I'm not sure if they want it to be like the Patriots, but they want it to be different than what we are. I mean, heck, we threw for 1,000, like 1,100 yards last year. That was really opening up for us.
I was going to say, what's wrong with Coach Musselman?
No.
Well, obviously, it's working. And, Coach, I mean, let's be honest here. The Little Ocala Valley Conference has seen its better days in terms of, I don't mean it's not going to be good again. I mean, the Little Ocala is a conference I played in. I mean, I understand there's been some great teams come out of the Lubbock. But this year, is it going to be a little bit down?
Oh, you know, I answer this question every year. And I guess it's a hard question to answer. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be down. I think it's going to be better.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, Oakland's going to have everybody back, and they made it the second round of playoffs last year and beat us week 9.
Right.
You know, you got Gerald Temple's down in Arcola. I'm sure that he's not planning on being worse.
Exactly.
I'm sure he plans on making it to the playoffs again and you know, building on what he did last year. And we've got teams like, you know, Sarah Gordo's in the second year with their new head coach. Mm-hmm. Surely they're going to have things lined out better than they have been. And honestly, I mean, when we play BMN, we always are in for a big fight.
Right.
And I look for I'm hoping Arthur's greatly improved. It seems like we're always better off when they're more competitive. I don't know what that correlation is, but if Dale Schuring over there is competitive, then it seems like we have a better year, personally, here at Groverland. But
and Coach, I think it's kind of one of those weird things that happened. But your senior night is week 1, right?
We like getting it over with.
Just get it done.
Yep. That's kind of how I operate. All right, let's get all that stuff over, and that way we can concentrate on football. And, you know, back to your question about our conference, I think the biggest thing with our conference, and I can only speak for myself here, is we just need to, you know, especially myself at Villa Grove, we need to go ahead and have a good showing in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, we go through the regular season, and you'll see our kids having good stats if you read that leaderboard on Thursdays in the paper or whatever the heck it is. But, you know, we need to go ahead and make it to the quarterfinals or semifinals, stuff like that, and prove that we belong there. You know, making it to the playoffs just isn't good enough anymore.
So, Coach, what do you think the key is? I mean, is your schedule set up that you're going to be prepared for that?
You know, I wish I knew what the key was. I'd have it figured out already. Our schedule starts off pretty good. You know, week 1, we play Salt Fork at our place. And, you know, they're 2 years ago, what were they? They've been quarters and semis. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they lost in the first round last year, but they've had a pretty good run in the playoffs, so that's a good opening for
sure.
us. And then week 2, we go to Bismarck, and they're a 2A playoff school. So we start off good, and then we have our good games in our conference, and we have some games that maybe aren't as good. I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes I think I'm too easy on our kids. You know, sometimes try to preserve them a little too much. You know, maybe take it too easy and baby them, but I don't know. If they're hurt, they're not really any good to anyone, not even themselves. So I don't want to get them hurt and beat up in certain situations either.
It's a tricky formula. Chad Musselman, he's the head coach of the Villa Grove Blue Devils, lost 22 seniors last year. So a very young team, but Chad, like you said, still some talent there for you guys to do something this season.
Yeah, I think we got some players that'll really surprise some people if we can. You know, I always lean on my linemen. If we can find some linemen to put in front of our skill kids, we'll be okay.
Sounds good. Coach, good luck this season.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you guys.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Chad.
Chad Musselman, head coach of the Villa Grove Blue Devils. And what a job Chad has done since he headed south from Unity. Of course, he was an assistant, longtime assistant with Scott Hamilton there with the Unity Rockets. And I know Chad went 5-4, I think, his first year at Villa Grove, made the playoffs. And then 9-0 his second year mm-hmm. to win the Little Oak All. 7-2, I believe, the next year. Also a co-champ in the Little Oak All. And then 8-1 last year and had the kind of the title game was that last week against mm-hmm. Tri-County. And Tri-County's kind of had their number the last couple of years. So I know that's one thing that Chad and that Villa Grove program would like to do is take down those Tri-County. I don't even know what their nickname is anymore.
Well,
everything's changed so much.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
But the IHSA, you know, they see these things, you know, by record.
Right.
But at the same time, they try to make the first couple of games at least kind of like almost like
yes.
regionals
yes.
kind of thing. And there's some great 1A teams in this area that they have to run into every year. So playoffs, it's always tough when you have the Tuscolas and all these schools right around there that you have to play.
Well, and that's the honest truth. And a lot of times, you know, I know a couple of years ago, I think, Villa Grove and Tri-County played the last week of the season and then had to play the first yeah. week of the playoffs. It's just one of those strange things. I know, I'm sure the coaches, if you asked Chad, I guess we just had him on, I could have asked him this, but I don't think they prefer that. I think they would prefer to play a different team. And I honestly, I think the kids would probably prefer mm-hmm. to play a different team as well after you've just played a Little Oak All schedule. So, but yeah, I think Chad gets it a lot and hears about the Little Oak All being down and this and that. But I'll tell you what, you know, I'm a Little Oak All guy. There's been a lot of state champs from that Little Oak All. Arcola had some great teams. Arthur's had some good runs. Cerro Gordo had some great teams under Paul Workman. Tuscola, when they were in the Little Oak, had some great teams. And, of course, Villa Grove has had some good ones as well. So there's been some good schools in the Little Oak, and there's been some great years where I know the year of Villa Grove, I think it was 97 when they went to the Final Four. What is that called? The semis, right?
Yeah, semifinals.
Okay. And that year, they went 6-3 and were fortunate enough, I think, to beat South Piatt in the last game of the year to go 6-3 and then they end up making it all the way to the semi. So the Little Oak Hall, you know, many years is loaded as well. All right, that's the preview on Villa Grove. We talked to Matt Ling from Fisher earlier in the show at 3:30. So a couple of great schools looking for playoff-bound football teams this year. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.